dudes on the planet. Nile Rodgers, don't know if you know him. He's appeared on many chat shows over in Ireland, and he's actually appeared a couple of times. I've seen him live down at Electric Picnic. And he was at the Oscars the other night performing, but not only that, he had two fantastic jackets on, both jackets having been designed by our very own Claire Garvey, who's on the line. Claire, how are you?
Hiya, fantastic.
Not one, but two. Double whammy.
You didn't get two for the price of one or anything, but...
There was no deal going on down the shops, was there?
No, I'm thinking of doing that from now on, though.
Okay, it's Claire Garvey Designs down in Cash Lane in Old Temple Bar. How do you get Nile Rodgers to wear two of your jackets for the Oscar night?
Oh, it's absolutely bizarre. I have a shop and two of my friends send pictures of my work to him, and the two girls arrived in the shop and they wore my clothes for a gig in Ulster.
Right.
And then 2 days later, I got a phone call saying, would I design for them for the X Factor? So I had 2 days to do it, and I said, yeah, no problem. So I had to design a jacket for him for the X Factor, and ended up at the X Factor with them in their tour bus, waving at everybody going by. So it was totally bizarre.
So hang on, this just comes from you. Is it from you sending out pictures or from them seeing pictures?
It was my friend Kaz O'Connell and Jackie Carroll. They literally sent photos to them.
And did they
work.
Send photos to loads of people, or did they go, you know what, Nile Rodgers and the girls in Chic, they need to see your work. Was it specifically to Nile?
It was specifically to them, and funny, like, they had bought me a ticket to Nile Rodgers and Chic a few months beforehand.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know much about him, but a little did I know I'd be sitting in the X Factor and then he'd be wearing my clothes in the Oscars, you know?
Wow, he's very cool. I met him, I think it was 2 years ago, down in the Electric Picnic, and he's a very cool guy. And one of the biggest musical talents, a legend at this stage. So were you there the night of X Factor with him?
I was, yeah. In fact, somebody actually congratulated me on my performance after they came off stage, you know?
Did you get to meet Louis?
I did. Well, I got to sit on the X Factor seats and the whole thing. Yeah, so it was fascinating.
Yeah. So then after that, okay, then you've got Niall. You know, okay, Niall, I know your style. So does he say to you, listen, can you send me over a couple of jackets for the Oscars, or how did that work? That big then?
Well, we did a few more things for him and the girls for New Year's Eve in Dubai.
Yeah.
Which was brilliant, and he just said to me, listen, I need some new jackets, and
wow.
Said I'll leave it up to you, whatever you want to do. But the one thing I forgot to tell him about one of the Oscar jackets is it glows in the dark.
Right.
So I presume he's found that out since. Because I never actually told him.
So is it high vis?
It is. So maybe when he was making his choice between Louis Vuitton and mine was shining out in the dark or something.
Yeah. Why does he call you Umbrella Girl?
He does. Very first time I met him, I was wearing a dress made out of an umbrella.
Okay.
And so every time since then I've met him, I seem to be wearing an umbrella dress. It's perfect for the Irish weather, you know.
I love it that you just sort of casually say, first time I met him, I was just wearing a dress made out of an umbrella. You know, that's what came to hand, was, yeah.
Well, that's it. You have to be unique if you're dealing with somebody like Nile Rodgers, you know.
Absolutely. So anything else anymore? Are you doing pyjamas for him or anything? That'd be great.
Yeah, glow-in-the-dark pyjamas, you know, that'll be the next thing. No, they've ordered stuff for Germany for a television show in Germany, so
wow.
I'm kind of looking forward to that. It's just been a whirlwind, and he's an absolute gentleman,
yes,
really.
He is, yeah.
You know, and always make sure he mentions you and gives you a plug, so he's fantastic.
So do you, can I go into you now and get a Nile Rodgers, or is it a one-off?
Well, the ones I've done for him, it's the first menswear I've ever done.
Yeah.
Is that for him, so I'm thinking of certainly doing a lot more now, but mostly what I do is women's wear and
right.
Do a lot of weddings and 21st, but you might come into the shop next week and it'll just all be glow-in-the-dark jackets, you know?
I like the one, I'm looking at the picture, that, and this is the second one. The first one was when he was performing, and then he has one on for when he went to the Elton John party.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty cool, I have to say. And it's very, like, he's wearing a shirt and tie, you know, underneath it. It's sort of, it just looks really, really cool.
It was kind of based on his dreadlocks, so
yeah.
It's got kind of like black kind of trees kind of growing off. It sounds very odd, but it's white and black, and he's kind of known for wearing white jackets. So, you know, it was nice to do something. He's got a lot of leather and kind of PVC studs and things on it as well, but he'd look good in anything, you know?
Oh, well, absolutely, because I'm just thinking, it's a lovely jacket, but I just don't know what I'd look like in it. There's a possibility I might be arrested, but it's a fantastic looking jacket. Has this led anyone else now to, you know, have you had any other major celebrity yet ringing you up saying, I want the same?
I haven't yet, you know, but I mean, he works with an awful lot of influential people, and as I said, he's been incredible mentioning me on, you know, on the radio and when he was interviewed, so, you know, who knows?
Yeah. All you need now is Kanye to go, where'd you get that jacket? Where'd you get that jacket now? And he'll go, Claire, Temple Bar, Dublin, pop over, she'll sort you out. And then you can be doing it for Kim as well.
Well, that's it, you know, you never know. You might as well aim high in this life, you know?
Yeah, get your friends to start sending those photos everywhere. Absolutely brilliant. And the thing about Nile Rodgers, he really, really genuinely loves Ireland. And one of the reasons is when he got back to Chic, back together again, and he'd come back out of cancer, and one of the first gigs he did was in Ireland, and the response was just phenomenal. He didn't realise that people knew his stuff so much.
And was this in Vicar Street, the one?
No, that was even before. No, it was about 3 years ago in Electric Picnic, when he was doing a small little tent, and the tent was stuffed. I was there, and really the bouncers had to go on stage and take him off stage because he didn't want to go. He said, I can't believe this is one of the best gigs I've done in my life. And then he's done Vicar Street, then he did a bigger tent in Electric Picnic, and I think he's coming back again. But he really does say so much for the Irish crowd, bringing him back again.
Well, I think that's what's so lovely with him, that, you know, a small designer starting out as well, maybe he, you know, has an affiliation towards that, and really, really helps. Like, he could choose from all the designers in the world, so
he's chosen our Claire.
Well,
apparently he also named Chechi last night on his way into Elton John's party.
He did, which was great as well. So it's been an absolute whirlwind, you know. As I said, I didn't even know he was wearing them, so I wasn't gonna look, and then my phone started hopping, so.
Yeah. Well, listen, continued success. I'll hang up now because God knows David Bowie could be on the other line. You just don't know.
He's queuing up outside. I can see him now.
They're queuing up. Good talking to you, and great to see the success. Claire Garvey, thanks for taking the call.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks very much.
See you now. Bye-bye.